Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
For the first time since I've known him, I have Geoffrey Adrian Pilgrim to myself. Really to myself. A fortnight ago, he left Bendigo's, this time for good. And Jeff and I have set up shop on our own. We've been lucky so far as our premises go. With very decent offices in the Coventry Insurance Building. And all we need at the moment is a little business. It's been a long time. Too long. But Jeff will be legally free of Marcia almost any day now. And then I'll be Mrs. Pilgrim. Maybe I should have conscience trouble over Marcia, but I haven't.
Morning, Stella. What's in the mail?
A bill from the telephone people. 1710 for installation of...
Okay, 1710.
Bill from the stationers, bill for your filing cabinets, and an account rendered for that desk you're sitting behind.
Quite a going concern, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, draw some checks and I'll sign them later. Better draw one for yourself as well.
I thought we had an understanding.
I told you before, you're not working here for nothing.
I'll grab what I think you owe me when you get going. Instead of paying me my wages in cash, I'll take them in good morning kisses, starting right now.
Yeah, good job you haven't a union, or they'd call you out on strike. Pilgrim, the bloated capitalist, paying his slaves off with kisses.
He is? Good. I want a rise.
Not till you've done some work.
I'd love to. Only there isn't any.
No, that's right. There isn't any. Okay, hold the fort for an hour or two. I'm having another crack at that South Seas navigation crowd. They're no good, but any sort of account's better than nothing.
Do you think you've a chance with
them? I can keep hammering, can't I? See you for lunch.
By then, I'll be just about ready for another advance on my salary. Goodbye. Postmaster General's Department. EPO. Dear sir, please find and close. Check. £17.
Good morning, sir. Well, that is it.
Benny Puller.
Your door says come in, so I'm in. Not bad at all for a pair of beginners. Making any money?
Millions. Sit down. Mr. Pilgrim would be delighted to see you, only he's out.
I know.
Well, did you see him on the way up?
Yeah, but he didn't see me. No kidding, Stella. How's he making out?
Well, things are quiet, but we've hardly started. We'll be swamped with business in a month or two. Jeff's right on the point of signing contracts by the score.
Is that so?
We can't expect to take the town by storm in 5 minutes.
You haven't a farthing's worth of business, and you've no hope of getting any, have you?
No, Benny, we haven't. Jeff's putting a bright face on things, but I'm getting worried.
You should be. Stella, I've left you alone lately. I thought I'd let you work out your own salvation. But it's time you're coming to your senses.
I know what I'm doing.
You don't. Jeff Pilgrim's a broken reed. How much longer are you going to trail along after the chip?
Till he tells me to get out?
You'll ruin your life.
It's my life. And as Mrs. G.A. Pilgrim, my life will take a lot of ruining.
Who do you think you're fooling? Jeff will go to the wall in a few months. Then he'll be looking for a job. He won't get what he's after. His wife and me were the only people who'd give him the sort of job he can do. So what then? Do you want to be married to a chap canvassing from house to house with a vacuum cleaner under his arm?
I wouldn't care if he had to sweep the streets for a living.
Love on the dole, eh? Oh, no, Stella. I know you too well for that. Chasing after another woman's husband's one thing. For you, that makes it spicy enough to be exciting. You know, the stolen apple. How long do you think your grand passion's going to last when you're watching the bills in a pokey little flat? When a couple of kids put in an appearance and you're making your housekeeping money spin out. When skirts come down 6 inches and you have to make last year's dresses do with a needle and thread.
If you're trying to paint me a picture, Benny, you can...
When Jeff gets home at night, tired and fed up. No more cuirassiers, no more Pelican Club, no car, no mink, no account at the dressmakers. Saturday afternoon at the football and Monday morning at the laundromat. Gossiping with the women across the passage with your hair in curls.
Shut up, Benny, shut up. Thousands of other wives are happy without their husbands making £50 a week.
Happy and contented. But not you, Stella. It sticks out all over you. You can see it a mile off.
What are you trying to do? I know what I want and I'm getting it.
All you're getting for yourself is a life that's going to look to you like corn, beef and cabbage. Look at you now. You know I'm right. It's been fun and games with Pilgrim up to now. What about 5 years ahead?
Go away, Benny. Jeff will make all the money under the sun. Now, get out of here, please.
When you see Jeff going downhill, Stella, just remember what I've said. When he's broke and you begin to notice the frayed cuffs and the frayed temper and the frayed looks, remember me then, Stella. I'll be waiting.
Get out of here. Now.
Sure. I'll beat it. You know who I am, don't you? I'm the guy who can keep you in mink. Always.
I've never thought of that. What would it be like? Married to a man without any money.
I'm frantically busy, Angela, as you can see. What's the trouble?
Just dropped in, darling, just dropped in. My, my. I thought the bright, efficient female executive was a type strictly out of Hollywood or Manhattan. Imagine little Marcia running Tressida Bendigo and Company.
Jeff walked out 3 weeks ago. I had no choice but to take over myself. And if you must know, I'm not doing so badly.
Nice going. Got a fag? So, what became of Bronson?
She's still with Jeff. They're trying to make out on their own.
Haven't a drink round the place, have you?
This is an office. There's a bar around the corner. Angela, what's the matter with you? You're shaking like a leaf.
Slight touch of the jitters, that's all, darling.
Oh, why don't you go on the wagon? Look, Angela, I don't want to sound brusque, but I can't just sit here and natter. What do you want?
I haven't seen you around. What are you looking at?
You. You look awful. Angela, you're not ill, are you?
Never better, my lamb. I saw Harry Palmer yesterday with the redhead. I thought it was you till I recognized the henna rinse.
Oh, Angela, I'm busy. How many more times?
Couldn't rush out for a quickie, could we?
No.
5 o'clock, then?
I'm sorry. Look here, you're after something. Either tell me straight out or let me get on with my work.
I must have some money. I'm screaming for a drink and I haven't a sou. They won't give me any ticket crises. If I don't get a double brandy quickly, I'll go mad.
Lord, you are in a state.
I'm right up against it. Lend me 20 for Pete's sake. I'll pay you back.
I shouldn't lend you threepence.
Have a heart, Marcia. 20 will see me through.
Oh, all right. I'm a fool, but you can have it. It'll have to be an open check.
Anything, darling, but hurry. I've got bells jangling my head.
And you can hang on for 5 minutes, can't you? Now, there you are. Pay cash. £20. Oh, I don't know, Angela. You'll finish up in an alcoholics ward.
Come on, do you have to take all day? Double brandy and soda.
I'd like 7, Mrs. Tennant.
I don't care if it's 20. Here you are. Phew. That's better.
Well, bless me, none other than my old soulmate, Angela Tennant. Drinking, too.
This is a long bar. Go somewhere else.
But I like it right here. Well, well, well. Yes, please, Charlie, you know.
You're coming right up, Mr. Palmer.
Well, how do you like the new pinhead suiting, Angela? Sharp? Best tailor in town.
Oh, you're swindling now.
Me? At the moment, Dux, I'm operating strictly legitimate.
Must give you a funny feeling.
The novelty will wear off in time, no bad.
If that plane in Scotland hadn't crashed, Palmer, you'd be wearing the broad arrow. Tailored in the prison workshop.
If. Oh, I'm sorry to have to tell you, but I'm doing very well. Nothing to hide, nothing to fear. Doesn't that make you fume, Petrel?
Listen to him. Nothing to fear. Just listen to him.
What's wrong with you?
Yes. Go on, say it. I look awful. I'm heading for the snake pit. I'm a dipser. All right. Maybe I am. But I'll do one thing before I'm finished.
And what might that be, pretty one?
You think you're safe. You think all you ever had to do with Marcia Pilgrim and Jeff and me's over and finished. Well, it's not, Palmer, it's not. If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll get you, do you hear me? I'll get you. And I'll make a job of it.
Oh, yeah? How?
Wouldn't you just love to know?
The woman's a neurotic. She's going off her head. Change in her this last month or so, there must be something seriously wrong with her. But what can she do to me? That's what I'd like to know. What can Angela Tennant do to me?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.